You are going to adore our next phone call. Absolutely adore the next phone call. I would, I can't wait to get to this, so I'll cut the stones just a little short there. Listen up, everyone. Get everybody into the room. If you're half awake, wake up completely, because I shall set the scene here, because I want to cut to the chase. Alice, I don't know if you caught what I was getting through there. Well, okay. We have Dangerous Brian on the phone, not someone we've heard from before. His name is Dangerous Brian, and he is in a straitjacket at the moment. And for us on the show, he is willing to get out of this straitjacket on the air, and to signify when he's actually out and free again, he's going to pull out his knife drawer and let it collapse onto the floor. That's how we'll know he's free again. Good morning to you, Dangerous Brian.
Good morning, Danny.
Of course, the first question that begs, how can you hold a phone if you are inside a straitjacket, sir?
I'm laying on the kitchen floor at the moment.
Okay. Are you alone?
The receiver's on the floor.
But are you alone?
Yes.
How did you get into a straitjacket, Brian, if you are alone?
Well, there's nobody in the house at the moment, but they went to the car boot sale at 9 and put me in it before they left. Somebody's
No, okay. You know, the thing is, I believe him. That's the beauty
that
part.
One element too far.
No, I don't know. Who put you in it, Brian?
My parents.
Before they left?
My mum put me in it before she went to the car boot sale.
So an hour and three quarters you've been waiting to come on the air?
Yeah.
In a straitjacket?
Yeah.
To escape from it?
I'm a bit sweaty, you see, Danny.
I'll bet. Okay, you see, the thing is, we have all these phone lines, but we answer them, you know, at random. Yeah, so number 55 can get answered before number one, and your one's been flashing away. Would you say, for God's sake,
answer? How have you got a straight jacket?
Yeah, why have you got a straight jacket?
I'm a magician.
You're a magician?
I usually do it hanging 100 foot in the air from a crane.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's all right. It's a showbiz classic. Everyone does this.
Folks have gone out for the morning and they've left you to practice.
No,
what you're saying?
He said, I want to come on the show. Now, Mum and Dad said, well, we're not hanging around, we're going out. And so he said,
Mum,
come on, Mum, I really want to do this. I said, well, we'll do you before you go, and then it's up to you.
Right.
How did you dial?
Butter on the kitchen table. It's been there ages.
Butter.
I can't wait to get out. A bacon butty.
Oh, there is. Okay. Well, the knife drawer I want. Another thing. How did you dial the number?
With my nose.
What are we saying? Stewards on this?
I utterly believe that. I'm embracing it totally.
Are you really?
Yes.
Because I'm not.
Yes,
I'm going to leave this fellow on his kitchen floor, his imaginary kitchen floor with
the bacon butty.
Where were you born, sir?
Grimsby.
That's where?
Grimsby.
Oh, in Grimsby. I'm sorry, it's a Goosey. I was going to say. I thought it might be a small hamlet in Germany, and you've been following a woman around for the last 30 years. Okay, so you're in a straitjacket, you're on a kitchen floor,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get out of it. Do you need any music while you do this? I can give you a little.
I think the squirrel dialed, actually.
Music, but that fast one would be good.
That fast music. How long does it take you to get out of the straitjacket?
Well, not that long.
Okay. How long precisely? So I want to get
about a minute.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. Playtime music, it says here. So I'll put some playtime music on for you. Hang on. Okay, as soon as you hear the music, you'll begin. And we need you to rush to your knife drawer, pull it out, and let it fall onto the floor. And then we know you've done it, right?
All right, Danny.
And then we'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Okay, here you go.
Join me, Steve Edwards, when live in the studios will be Angela Wimbush. She'll be talking about her new record and, of course, the smooth sailor in her life, Ronald Isley. Plus, I'll have a massive surprise from those Voice to Men on the air between 2 and 4 today. Be there.
Dangerous Brian.
Hello?
It seemed to go very well.
Right, thank you.
It seemed to go very well. We'll come back and talk to you in a second. Hang on, right. Dangerous Brian. That was extremely good of you to do that for us. Alice, where was your shoot, Alice?
Where was my shoot?
Yeah.
It was, predictably enough,
Go on,
no, I refuse to continue while people are chuckling over nothing yet said.
No.
It was particularly enough in a block of flats.
Yeah, but where?
In Brighton.
And was it a clean, well-maintained shoot?
It was a pristine, perfectly well-maintained.
When you opened the shoot, was there never just one potato peel and some pink ashes
nothing,
from the vacuum cleaner? No, really?
No.
Brian?
Hello?
Brian, thank you very much for doing that. It was for a moment there we were worried. Was there any problems at all getting out of the straight checkers? There's a phrase I didn't think I'd find myself saying this morning, but there it is. Any problems at all getting out of that, was there?
There was a bit, because I was a bit sweaty, Danny. Mm. I did it for an hour.
How are you now? Well, yeah, it was your own fault for getting tied up before they went out. It was What else can you do for us, Brian?
Oh, loads of stuff. I'll tell you what, when you're back, I'll come into the studio and do some stuff.
No. If you think you're getting...
Bring your sleeping bag.
He thinks he's getting in on the ground floor of this surface. Well, I've got news for you. This elevator's going down, right?